I usually sit for these, but I think I'm going to stand today because I want to show you a couple things. Y'all, come on in. Come on. Come sit. Come on. I'm not going to bite you. No. Not very hard. No. Not that hard.
No.
Okay. You don't have to. Okay. Here's the deal. Here's the deal. Have y'all heard of the five paragraph theme? Jade, you have. I know you have. Yeah, you're just not going to raise your hand. I'm your father. Middle school. So in school, they teach you the five paragraph theme. At seminary, the school that you go to in order to learn how to be a priest, they teach you the three-point sermon. But this morning, I'm going to give you the three-prop sermon. Okay? This is one of the best stories, one of my favorite stories in all of the biblical text. And it you heard read today, this line. And it's not just the line, but it's also the translation of the line that is also one of my favorites, where you hear God's voice saying, "This is my child, chosen and marked by my love, delight of my life." It's my favorite. And we're going to get to that, but that's the third prop, okay? So first prop, I want to point out three things that are happening here. And I'm going to do that. I want to show you a map. First, I'm going to show these guys so they know. See this map? What's this a map of?
Israel.
What? It's a map of the Holy Land, right? Israel. So what do we see here? What did we hear? What did we hear in the story? We heard two places. The first place that we heard was this one. What? Galilee. They're like, Galilee. Like, Galilee, right? What did they say about Galilee? Do you remember? I remember. Yeah. So they said Jesus came from Galilee. You see this? Came from Galilee to? Yeah, to the Jordan River to be baptized by John, right? So there's one thing on this map that they didn't talk about, but we're supposed to hear it. It's a big deal. Something that's missing.
Jerusalem.
Jerusalem, right? So the story opens. Jesus came from Galilee down to the Jordan River to be baptized by John in the river. What we're missing there, what the story is trying to point out, what we don't hear because we don't have the same experience, is this dramatic religious, this huge religious event, this landmark religious event did not happen in Jerusalem. It happened somewhere else. Not the place where everybody goes to be religious, to pay homage. It didn't happen in the temple, right? What are we supposed to be learning there?
It's good to be outdoors.
It's great to be outdoors. Yeah, it is. Because God is happening everywhere. Here's another map. Anybody know what this one is?
Is it the map of Jackson Hole?
Yeah, it is. It's the hole. It's Teton Valley, Wyoming. So right up here, we have a pretty cool religious site, right? What happens up, what do we call that place?
Church.
No? Most people call it the Chapel of the Transfiguration up in Moose, right? Our summer and sometimes winter chapel, one time spring chapel. And then down here, what's this?
This place.
Yeah, it's this place. Here's what we have a tendency to do. We have a tendency to meet God in only one or two places. Places that are set aside, and we come into church on Sunday morning, or we come here on Wednesday night, and we think, yeah, okay, this is where I do my God thing. Well, this story that about Jesus getting baptized in the Jordan River is meant for us to know, like, whoa, wait a minute. God is happening everywhere, everywhere out there, not just in Jerusalem, also not just in church. I owe Catherine like $5. She is feeding these kids these lines. Okay, you get it? So wait. Where do we find God? Where do we find God?
Everywhere.
Yeah. So here's the deal. It's pretty easy for us to find God in Teton Valley, Wyoming, right? It's pretty easy for us to look at those mountains or to be knee-deep in powder and have that heartfelt experience of like, wow, I am connected. Wow, I am loved. So those of you who grow up here, you have to be careful that you don't just find God here. But someday when you go visit grandparents or someone else elsewhere, you're also looking for God happening in New York City or in Atlanta or Houston or San Francisco or Elko, Nevada. Right? Point one, prop one. Okay, prop two, John and Jesus have this little exchange, right? When Jesus comes to be baptized by John in the Jordan River, what does John say?
No, I want to be baptized.
Yeah, he's like, no, man, not me. I'm just a simple country preacher. You know, but you, Jesus, are amazing. You're the Son of God. I can feel it. I know it. The Spirit is whispering to me. And what does Jesus say?
Baptize me.
Yeah. He says, no. No, John. It's not about me. Right? Nope. See, the point that he's trying to make is that it's not just about him, but it's about all of us, right? It's not Jesus who does the work of God alone. It's Jesus who becomes the example of the work of God in our lives, right? What does Jesus say when we say, hey man, you're awesome, you do it all? He says, nope. Right? And then when he says, no, I'm just here to teach you, it's your job, what do we say?
No.
Yep. Right? It's not about me, it's about we. Right? Get it? Second point. Third point, favorite all-time line in the scriptures, or maybe second favorite. But I really love it. This idea when Jesus is baptized by John in the Jordan River, the sky opens up, a dove descends, and we hear this voice. This is my child. This is my son. Chosen and marked by my love, the delight of my life. Christians, religious people like you and me, have a tendency to stop there. But Jesus is the first one who says, as the Father loves me, so I love you. Your experience is the same experience as mine. So what we can take away from this moment in the scriptures is we can hear for ourselves, you know, that we are God's children, chosen and marked by God's love, the delight of God's life. So as is true in all of my sermons, it's always about the love. It's about this gift that we have, something that is inseparable from who we are, our own belovedness. And then, as you and I get a sense of that own belovedness, we begin to act it out in the world. We begin to share it with other people. So just to go back, point one, point two, point three. Point one, God is happening far outside the doors of this place. Please don't make this place the only place that you come looking for God. Point two, we have this tendency to be, no, no, not us, you. Let's put you up there on the pedestal, Jesus. And Jesus is like, no way, no how. Nope. I'm coming right down onto the ground. I'm getting in the river, and you are going to do this. We are the people who are going to enact God's loving mission in the world. And then point three, we're God's children, chosen and marked by God's love, the delight of God's life. There's nothing we can do or not do. There's nothing we can say or not say to separate ourselves from the love of God. Cool?
Cool.
Cool. All right. Amen.